The title of my message tonight is God's Grace is Sufficient, if you needed to know that for recording. I want to start out by a little bit. We're going to be mostly in James, but I'll kind of bounce around a little bit in Hebrews. But I want to start out tonight by asking you a little bit of a loaded question. And this is what God laid on my heart, so I have to be obedient. Are you asking God for something he has already given you? And I know it's a hard one to think about. But sometimes we get in our human ways and we think our prayers are supposed to be answered in a certain way. Whether it's healing, financial blessing, spiritual blessing, God doesn't always answer our prayers when and how we deem reasonable. But we have to remember God sees the whole picture. He's already seen our life through to the end. What we can only see here now, he sees 5, 10, even 30 years from now. I like the saying, you can't see the forest for the trees. Because when we can only see one tree or two trees right in the front, God sees the whole forest behind. It's the same way in life. The problem that we're looking at and we're praying about right now, God sees what's to come afterwards and what's to follow. God is the God of abundant mercies and all-sufficient grace. Like I said, every need, physical, spiritual, emotional, financial, they've already been met through Jesus Christ. Because of the blood that was shed on the cross, we have everything we need for this life. The blood covers all. Every blessing you require on earth is already deposited into your life by the grace of God. If you've been waiting on God to meet a certain need, make sure you've positioned yourself in alignment to his will for you. Don't step outside of his will and still expect there to be grace. Yes, we have free will, and he has given that to us, but God wants us to choose him. When we are faithful and obedient and following God's will for our lives, his grace provides everything we will ever need. Faith is what enables us, me and you, to position ourselves under God's grace and freely receive from him. God is not partial to persons. He doesn't bless one person more than another. He doesn't love one person more than another. He blesses each one according to his loving kindness. If you have your Bibles tonight, you can turn to James 4:3. James 4:3, it says, "You ask and do not receive because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures." So you ask and do not receive because you ask amiss. Sometimes we pray for things and we ask amiss. It's not that we ask in greed or selfish desires. We're not asking God to bless us with a brand new sports car. You know, I hope that's not the case. I know you're... But if we're praying because it's our Christian duty, that's asking amiss. That's the spirit of religion, not seeking God's will for what we are praying for. Are we seeking the healing instead of the healer? Are we seeking the miracle instead of the miracle worker? We have to line our prayers up with the will of God first, and then pray. 1 John 5:14 says, "Now this is the confidence we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us." I've said it before, when we are praying for healing, we don't need to pray and say, "Oh God, if it's your will you heal me?" It's already his will that we are healed. He wants us to be whole, and he wants us to be made whole. He wants us to be healed. It's the enemy that throws the attacks and brings the attacks and tries to keep us from spending time with the Lord. He has given us the authority because of his son, Jesus. When we pray, we have the faith that his grace is sufficient. Receive tonight what it is that you are believing God for. When faith is applied, grace is supplied. The Spirit of God wants our love and commitment for himself exclusively. Pastor has said it before many times. Sometimes little things creep in and that seems like it's nothing big, but it's a little distraction that we think, oh, okay, well, I can still do that little thing, and but it takes time away from the Lord. And those are the things that, when it's taking our time and our attention away from the Lord, that's the things we have to get rid of. If they're taking the place of God, that's the things we need to get rid of. Now, that being said, not all prayers are asked amiss. You might say, well, Ashley, I seek Jesus first. I ask the Father in Jesus' name, because we all know to pray to the Father, we have to ask through Jesus. We know that. So I just haven't received my healing yet. I am baptized in the Holy Spirit, but I don't speak in tongues yet. I just haven't received a financial blessing. And sometimes it's easy to get caught up in the things when the bills aren't being paid and they're all piling up, and we focus on the financial blessing instead of seeking Jesus first. But Hebrews 4:16, if you want to turn there, you can, says, "Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." Remember, our high priest was a man, and he knows what men and women are like and the temptations that we face. He has mercy on us. He was tempted by Satan beyond anything man was and has ever experienced. So when he tells us to come boldly to the throne of grace, we can stand assured that he hears our prayers and he wants to answer them. We must remain faithful and fervent in our prayer life. I heard a quote one time from Chuck Swindoll on the radio, and it said, we are to pray with the frequency of a hacking cough. No pun, Terry. If any of you have ever had a hacking cough, you know it's persistent. It doesn't stop at times. It doesn't let up. And that's how we are to pray. We're supposed to keep praying, even if we haven't received what it is that we're praying for. We're supposed to keep praying with the frequency of a hacking cough. We're supposed to keep praying diligently. When we keep praying, seeking first the will of God and waiting faithfully to receive, that's how we are to pray. Pastor has spoke on it many times lately that we need to press into God and press into God's glory and into the throne room of heaven. We have to keep pressing in past the outer courts into the Holy of Holies. I just wanted to share a little story here. NFL running back Sherman Smith, nicknamed the Sherman Tank, stood 6'4" tall and packed 225 pounds of the most solid muscle you'd ever want to tackle. His reputation for bowling over defensive linemen raised his celebrity to near cult status in the Pacific Northwest, where he played for the Seattle Seahawks. Then, without warning, the Seahawks traded their most popular player to the San Diego Chargers. He wasn't with the Chargers for more than a few weeks when he seriously injured his knee. Everything changed overnight for this running back, whose Christian faith was as rock solid as his abs. While in rehabilitation, he wondered, "Lord, why did you ship me to San Diego?" But while his knee mended, Sherman had the opportunity to lead one of his teammates to the Lord. That converted party guy, Miles McPherson, has since become an outstanding youth evangelist who reaches tens of thousands of people each year. Why was Sherman traded to San Diego? God wanted to use him. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. I know it's short. I'm already closing. But Matthew 6:33 says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." It's been a little bit of a heavy message. It's not meant to bring condemnation, It's meant to bring clarity and revelation that when we pray, seek Jesus first. Don't seek the healing. Sometimes when we're needing a healing, when we're needing a financial blessing, when we're needing the spiritual, emotional blessing, seek Jesus first, and then he will provide. Even in times when, you know, you're praying diligently and it hasn't come yet, we wait. We keep praying, and in his time, you know, he will answer that prayer in his time. Remember that he sees the whole picture. Patience is developed in us through trials while we wait in faith for God to act. Hebrews 12:28-29. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. So tonight, let God consume you and burn all the things away that aren't of him. Let him refine you and purify you into his image. Let him do a work in your life that only he can do. His grace and mercy is sufficient. I'll just share a little bit. When I was preparing this message, pastor called me and asked me to share, and I thought I was going to be preaching on 2 Timothy. That's what came to me first. And so I started reading 2 Timothy, and I wasn't getting a whole lot. And Sunday night, God says, my grace is sufficient. And I'm like, okay, it is sufficient. And we kept praying and praying, and Monday, I'm like not getting nothing, you know, out of 2 Timothy. And it was yesterday. I just told John, I said, I can't get past, you know, feeling like this is what I'm supposed to. And God started downloading all this and leading me to scriptures that he wanted to share. So it's not meant to bring condemnation, conviction, you know, there's anything, you know, we need to repent of, or if we have been seeking, we'll pray for that, and we'll have a ministry time. If anybody needs prayer, we're here for you. And thank you. Sorry, it's a short message. So we'll close in prayer. And so, Father, I thank you for the message tonight that you've given me, Lord. Father, I thank you that it's not meant to bring condemnation, Father, but conviction and revelation, Lord. Father, if there's has been any seeking of the healing or seeking of the spiritual blessing or the miracles, Father, instead of you, Jesus, we repent of that, Father, right now in Jesus' name, Lord. We ask forgiveness. Lord, thank you for showing us the right way to pray, Father, and being the guide and not leaving us here on our own, but you have sent your Holy Spirit to fill us and guide us and lead us each day. And we thank you, Father. Thank you for the word. Thank you for everything you do in our lives, Jesus. And it's in your name we pray. Amen.